I come from Democracy Now. Our motto is go to where the silence is. And that should be the motto of all of the media. We're recently back from the standoff at Standing Rock. Woo! And so I bring you a Vasidarian requiring further examination of Anglican Seraphim subjugation of a wild Indian reservation by Natalie Diaz. Angels don't come to the reservation. Bats maybe, or owls, boxy mottled things, coyotes too. They all mean the same thing, death. And death eats angels. I guess because I haven't seen an angel fly through this valley ever. Gabriel? Never heard of him. Know a guy named Gabe, though. He came through here one powwow and stayed. Typical Indian. Sure, he had wings, jailbird that he was. He flies around in stolen cars. Wherever he stops, kids grow like gourds from women's bellies. Like I said, no Indian I've ever heard of has ever been or seen an angel. Maybe in a Christmas pageant or something. Nazarene Church holds one every December, organized by Pastor John's wife. It's no wonder Pastor John's son is the angel. Everyone knows angels are white. Quit bothering with angels, I say. They're no good for Indians. Remember what happened last time? Some white god came floating across the ocean? Truth is, there may be angels, but if there are angels up there, living on clouds or sitting on thrones across the sea, wearing velvet robes and golden rings, drinking whiskey from silver cups, we're better off if they stay rich and fat and ugly and exactly where they are, in their own distant heavens. You better hope you never see angels on the res. If you do, they'll be marching you off to Zion or Oklahoma or some other hell they've mapped out for us.
My name is Emmanuel Xavier. This poem was first published 15 years ago. I wrote it before 9/11 during the Bush administration and dedicated here today to the incoming Trump administration. It's called Americano. I look at myself in the mirror trying to figure out what makes me an American. I see Ecuador and Puerto Rico. I see brujo spirits moving across the backs of santeros, splattered with the red blood of sacrificed chickens on their virgin white clothes and blue beads for Yemaya, practicing religions without a roof. I see my own blood reddening the white sheets of a stranger, proud American blue jean labels on the side of the bed. I see Don Rosario and his guayabera sitting outside the bodega with his Puerto Rican flag reading time in the eyes of alley cats. I see my mother trying to be more like Marilyn Monroe than Julia de Burgos. I see myself trying to be more like James Dean than Federico Garcia Lorca. I see Carlos Santana, Gloria Estefan, Ricky Martin, and Jennifer Lopez more than just sporadic Latin explosions, more like fireworks on El Cuatro de Julio, as American as Bruce Springsteen, Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, and Aretha Franklin. I see Taco Bells and chicken fajitas at McDonald's. I see red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. I see Chita Rivera and Lin-Manuel Miranda on Broadway. You see, I am as American as lemon merengue pie. As American as Wonder Woman's panties. As American as Madonna's bra. As American as the Quinceañeros, the Abduls, the Lees, the Jacksons, the Kennedys, all of us immigrants to the soil, since none sound American Indian to me. As American as televisions know it that the anthem is played, and I am not ashamed. Jose, can you see? I pledge allegiance to this country, tis of me, land of dreams and opportunity, land of proud detergent names and commercialism, land of corporations. If I can win gold medals at the Olympics, if I can sign my life away to die for the United States, ain't no small town hick or president-elect gonna tell me I ain't an American, because I can speak in two languages. Coño carajo, y fuck you! This is my country too, where those who not believe in freedom and diversity are the ones who need to get the hell out. Thank you.